So the Snippet series is generously sponsored by the Saka family. Gomel Chasadim Tovim. We've already explained how the whole first paragraph of the Amida really comes together. Said in the name of the Gra, Keil Agadol Agibor VaHanora. Those four things are amplified or elucidated. They are meant to mean Keil Ayon, Gomel Chasadim Tovim, Konei Hakol, Zocher Chasdevos, and so on. But what is the words Gomel Chasadim Tovim? Hashem is Gomel. He bestows or he performs, he provides. Chasadim, what's chasadim? Kindness, that's easy. Tovim, the good kind of kindness. As opposed to, what other kind of kindness is there? Again, like a broken record, we've been saying these words quite a few times for our whole lives. Did we ever stop? Did it ever occur to us? What do we mean, chasadim tovim? As opposed to what other type of chesed? There's chasadim tovim, there's good kindness, benevolent, beneficent kindness. What other kind of kindness is there? Why not just call them chasadim, that Hashem does kindness? So there are many, many explanations for it. Some suggest chasadim tovim means Hashem does a chesed that He provides for us. It's a chesed that we're alive. It's a chesed that we have our faculties. It's a chesed that we have resources. Why does He do that? The chasadim are so we can be tovim. He enables and He empowers and He enriches and He provides. He does chesed with us that positions us to then be tov, tovim, to then be good and do good towards others. Svasemis understands a little bit differently. Svasemis says that when a human being does an act of kindness for another, they intend for it to be kind, they mean for it to be kind, they're hopeful that it's kind, but it's really undetermined. It's not clear yet what the consequences or the long-term impact of that act of kindness will be. Maybe it won't pan out. Maybe it won't turn out the way one wanted. We don't know. The one who does the chesed for the other intends on chesed, but will it result in chesed? We don't know. Hashem is the only one who could do chasadim that are guaranteed to be tovim. He's in complete control. He's in charge. This world is His. So when He does something for us, it's not undetermined and it's not yet to be seen. The jury's not out. Kadosh Baruch Hu does a chesed that by very definition is tovim. And now we understand the continuation. Gomel chasadim tovim, what guarantees that they're tovim? How do we know? Why can we say with confidence that all of Hashem's chasadim are tovim? What are the next two words? Because He's konei hakol. This whole world is His. He created it, He's in charge of it, He controls it. And therefore, He can determine, He can guarantee that the chasadim He does are tovim. They are going to turn out, they're going to be tovim. Another understanding is that we don't understand necessarily what is tov and ra. We don't know what's right or wrong. Person davens to get a job, it turns out it was the worst job for them. Person davens for that spouse, they would have been better off not marrying that individual. We sometimes look at our lives, we make choices, and we think we're making the right ones, but we don't know. We don't have that vision or perspective to really know whether the things that we think are good or right for us really are. So therefore, the chesed, even the choices we make or the kindness we show one another, we're well-intentioned, but we don't necessarily really know. Hashem's chasadim are tovim. Hashem's chasadim are definitely what's right or what's best for us. And again, how can He guarantee, how can He determine that? Because He's konei hakol. Because He owns, He acquires, He controls absolutely everything, not only in the past, but here we go to the words konei hakol. Konei is what tense? Konei is lashon hove. It's the present tense. We're not describing that, yeah, once upon a time, you know, tough shin pei gimel, once upon a time, 5,783 years ago, Hashem created a world, He got it started, He put it in motion, who knows where He went or what He's doing now. He's konei in the present tense. In the very present tense, He continues to interact with the world, be in control of the world, own the world. This world is His. He has a kinyan. He's acquired it. It's His. It's His to manipulate. It's His to control the way that He wants. And that's why we have the confidence that His chasadim are tovim. Because He is konei hakol, not in the past, but in the very present, He is sustaining us. He didn't just create a world and move on. In philosophy, they bring evidence for God's existence, that He created a world, the first cause argument, and many, many arguments and evidence for His existence. But skeptics will say, maybe there's evidence someone created the world, disorder went to order, maybe there's evidence, but maybe he moved on. How do we know he's still involved? How do we know he still interacts? How do we know he still sustains us? How do we know that all that happens is by design and is not random or chance? The answer is kone hakol, not in the past, but in the very present tense, he sustains us, he is involved in our lives. The pasuk we describe Hashem, kol ha'aretz kinyanecha, the whole world and everything in it, kinyanecha. The simple understanding of the words of the pasuk are that everything in the world belongs to God. We may have our name on it, might be an asset or property that we think is ours. We may hold title, but the truth is we're just stewards. It's not ours. Really, everything, the whole world and everything in it, kol ha'aretz kinyanecha. The whole world is really belongs to you. But the tzaddikim, the Balei Musar, Balei Machshava say, read it a little bit differently. Kol ha'aretz kinyanecha doesn't mean only the whole world belongs to you, but the whole world is a way for us to acquire you. Through every interaction and every experience, through every contact with the natural world, the entire world, history, nature, our lives and everything in it, the whole world is filled with our ability to make a kinyan, to acquire a relationship with you. So because he's Kone HaKol, because he's in charge, control, sustains the whole world, therefore we can have confidence that he is Gomel Chasadim Tovim, that the chesed that he does is, by definition, good.